Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to a new week. And, let everybody in. Sorry I'm a little late. A couple of things to take care of here. Okay, so, we have to let some more people in. So, So, we are... Baruch Hashem. We are, once again, we discuss... Oh boy. Just give me a minute here. I have to let some more people in, Baruch Hashem. Okay, I think we're good now. So last week, again, anyone who's out there on Zoom, if you could just mute yourself again, unless you have a question. So happy to unmute yourself and ask. So last time we were together, we were discussing in Siman Chaf Hei about when do we take off the tefillin? Regular day, on a musaf day, on a, you know, all those types of things. So that brings us to Chafav, Siman Chafav on page 70. So again, the general topic, just to reorient ourselves after Shabbos, is Hilchos Tefillin. So the Mechaber says, Im ein lo ela tefila achas. Let's say you only have one tefillin, one tefillah. I think about this, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's, we can't imagine. But in the concentration camps, you know, they didn't have any tefillin. I mean, but again, you know, these tefillin that were saved from the concentration, or these, all these stories, but again, maybe they only had one. So then what do you do? So then you put on the one that you have and you make a bracha on it. Now you might say, well, let's finish the Shekola Achas Mitzvah Bifnei Asma. Each one, the Shel Rosh and the Shel Yad, is an independent standalone mitzvah. Now you might say, what's the Havamina? In other words, what, of course, if that's all you got, so put it on. That's what you would, you know. Why is the Mechaber have to say that? So the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim says, "V'afilu im he rak shel rosh levad." Let's say the one, the single tefillah that you have is the shel rosh. So then, what would you say? Lo yachosh l'masha amru kol zman shebein einecha yushtaim. So then, if you recall, we learned before that there's a drasha, right? There's a concept that once, when you have the shel rosh on, when you put on the shel rosh, that should be the second one. It should be two. Right, so in other words, you have this shel yad on already, and then you, and then only after you have this shel yad on, then you should put on the shel rosh. Remember, we had this problem. Let's say the shel yad slips out of position. You have both tefillin on already, but whatever, you know, the shel yad slipped out of position. So is there an inyan that you should slip the shel rosh out of position before you put the shel yad back on? So we had a whole bar halacha to discuss that, but again. Again, so you might think, well, if I don't have two, I don't have the shel yad, so then I cannot put on the shel rosh, because bein einecha means that it should be the one on the head should be the second. I don't have a person. Let's say that person in that situation, Rachman Aslan, doesn't have a shel yad. So it can't be second. So you might think the whole thing, forget it. Teretz is, the Mechaber is telling us, the Halacha is telling us, that you put in the Shel Rosh anyways. That's what you got. So that's what you do. Next page. V'adin im yeshlo shneim. And the same thing applies if you have both the Shel Rosh and the Shel Yad. V'yeshlo shum ones. Shnei yochol la'niach el achas. But there's some extenuating circumstance, and you cannot put on both of them. So obviously, the Mishnah Berurah says, for example, a person has a wound.
My arm, then obviously just to put on the
right. Again, it depends where the... All the way up to your shoulder. Right. So then what do? Or go the other way. Let's say Chas v'Shalom, somebody has some type of wound on their head. You know, right, we're in the place of tefillin. Oh, you know, whatever. And they can't put on the shel rosh. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings up, now this gets a little complicated, I don't mean not complicated, but that let's say a person has to leave and the plane's not waiting for you to put on both Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. So you can only put on one. And, you know, in the airplanes today, that might happen. So, you know, like, so you can only put on one. Again, you can put on the airplane, I don't know, whatever. So then, you can only put on one. So again, in the case you're talking about, person has an injury, then you can only put on one. But let's say in this case of the caravan leaving, and they ain't waiting. So you can only put on one. That's the only time you have. So you can only put on one. So you put on one. But then the Shaila the Mishnah Berurah discusses is, so which one should I put on? The Shel Rosh or Shel Yad? And again, so he says, well, on one hand, you could say the Shel Rosh because Kedusha so Chamura, because it has more Kedusha, right? It has four compartments, so on and so forth. Or you could say, maybe the Shel Yad is. Because the Shel Yad in the Torah comes first, right? Shartam lo salidacha comes first in the Torah. So then Mishnah Berurah really doesn't answer that. It's a machlokas. But then he says, here we're talking about that somewhere along the road, you'll be able to, or somewhere, you know, today, you'll be able to put on the other one. Because if it will be that you cannot put on the second one, so then you have to put on the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh before you leave, because just because you're going to be delayed, right? Take a later caravan, plane, whatever. We don't tell you to mess up the mitzvah tefillin just because you're going to take an earlier caravan, right? Earlier plane, take a later plane, and do the mitzvah tefillin, right? Yeah. Right, I'm saying, you know, like, I don't know, but I'm trying to think of a situation, I don't know, let's say you're driving, you have to drive, you have to be, you're the driver, I don't know.
What happens if you find one of them a puzzle? Should you put the other one on?
Well, then really you should put on both, right, to, you know.
The puzzle one too?
Oh, what do you mean? You?
It was like the other day somebody snaps.
Oh, we'll get to that, we'll talk about that. Yeah, that would be an...
I found mine once soaked because they put it in the skylight in the... And it got soaked.
Oh, really? I don't remember
it was
that.
It warped. So, should I put them both on? Or
no, we'll get to that, Meretz Hashem. Bring that, I think we'll get to that. Okay, so, Yesh, Yesh, Lan, Yashen, Yachala, Lan, Yachala, Niachal, Sashi, Yachal. Right, so you put on the one that you can. Base. Im Eno, Meniach, El, Shal, Rosh, Belvad. Now, again, you think of these cases, Rachman, Slan. Well, you know, but like in the camps, so the people at tremendous misses, they had a Shel Rosh, they put on the Shel Rosh. So you only had this Shel Rosh. So what do you do about the bracha? What bracha do you make on, let's say again, to extending it, let's say you only have one of the tefillin, you only have one tefillah. So then what bracha? So again, if you only had the Shel Rosh, mevarach alaha al mitzvah tefillin levat. So again, remember according to the Mechaber, Chaver holds you only make one bracha, and the tefillin goes on both. But let's say you only have the Shel Rosh. Remember we talked about this before. The person was mafsik between the Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. So then you make the bracha on mitzvah tefillin. So that's what the Mechaber holds, that if a person only has the Shel Rosh, I should say, so then he would make the bracha on mitzvah tefillin and not lehaniach. Just all mitzvahs. That's it. The Ramah says, you probably figure this is what he's going to say. The Ramah says, well, the Dan, the Noagim Levarak B'chol Yom Shtei Brachos, but according to us, Ashkenazim, that we always make two brachos, right, L'Aniach and all mitzvahs, Mevarak Al Shel Rosh Levad Shtei Brachos. So then again, if a person, Rachman Son, only had one, only the Shel Rosh, he'd make two brachos, laniach and al mitzvahs. V'im eniach Shel Yad levad, let's say only has the Shel Yad. So then, mevarach laniach levad, so then he would only make lehaniach. Now, so this is very interesting. So the Rama is saying, we always make two brachas, so if you only have a shel rosh, you make two brachas. So, and if you only have a shel yad, you only make the la'al niyach. So the Mishnah Berurah in Gimel says that the Prima Gaon and many others hold that if you only have the shel yad, you would make two brachas, right? La'al niyach and al mitzvahs. Right? In a way, right, that's you would, according to the Ramah L'shitah, so that wouldn't that make sense? In other words, because we make two brachas. So therefore, if you only have the shel rosh, you make two brachas. So then if you only have the shel yad, you should make two brachas. Right, the Prima Gaon disagrees. But then but the Achronim say that the Mishnah Berurah comes out la'alacha that if a person Rachmanasan only has a shel yad only. Well, again, you know, we have that other case. You know, Chas v'Shalom, he has something wrong. He can't put on the shel rosh, some physical thing. I don't know. Like whatever. I don't know. Whatever it may be. I don't know. They bring down a case like this. That, you know, if he puts on the shel rosh, it hurts his head. It gives him a headache. I don't know. Whatever. So he's not putting on the shel rosh, and he's only putting on the shel yad. So then he should only make a shel yad. Only make la'aniach. Why? We normally make... So the Mishnah Berurah says, because, as you know, because as many Rishonim will hold, that even on two, if you have both, the shel yad and the shel rosh, you'll still only make one bracha. Right. And others also hold that way. Remember, we had a whole tumult about why we make two brachas. Right? The one bracha should cover both. So we had a whole tumult on that. Remember, we had Tshuva Moshe and the Aruch HaShulchan. Right? But Maisa, many hold that you only make one bracha. So as you know, when it comes to brachas, we're more reticent, except for Birkas HaTorah and benching on bread. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah comes out, just make one bracha. So again, that's an interesting case. So the people in the camps, if they only had the shel rosh, they make, again, if they're Svardim, well, they weren't Svardim, I don't know, Salonika, I don't know. So they make only one bracha on mitzvahs. If Ashkenazim would make two brachas, la'aniach and on mitzvah, let's say the only tefillah which you had was the shel yad, so you'd only make one bracha. That's why the Mishnah Berurah is coming out. Lehaniach. Okay. Yeah. Now the Mishnah Berurah also talks about a case. Let's say it's a person forgot. He put on both tefillin. Yeah, both tefillin. But he forgot to make brachas, right? So he says. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the halacha is that you can make a bracha as long as they're still on you. Let's say you made the bracha on the shel rosh first, and afterwards you made the bracha shel yad, right? You inverted the, so you don't go back and make a new bracha, but lechachila. You should make the bracha shel yad first, right? For the shel rosh.
Isn't it ideally that you take them both off, then say?
Well, we talked about that. If you have to, right? You know. Okay, tomorrow, Mishnah Sam, we'll go on to Chav Zayin, and those are very important halachas about the place, the exact place that the shel rosh and the shel yad should be. And that's very, very important because we'll see if they're not in the right place. So it's like you're not wearing them at all. Chas v'shalom. I shouldn't say you. Like one would not be wearing them at all. So therefore you have to be very, very careful, as we know, to make sure that they're in the right place. Okay, Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Okay, B'li Nether. Okay, Yash Koach, everyone. Everyone have a good evening. And Meretz Hashem will pick this up. Okay, Yash Koach.
Thank you.
Thank you.